Shavuot is Man Matan Torateinu, time in which we celebrate Klal Yisrael's accepting, receiving the Torah. And yet, having said that, it is rather unclear when exactly Klal Yisrael received the Torah. There's a machloket in the Gemara with regards to what was the specific date and what exactly transpired during the time of Matan Torateinu. As a matter of fact, the Torah, of course, does not call Shavuot Zman Matan Torateinu. It refers to it in other fashions. And therefore, I'd like to share with you a thought and a message which I think is rather important with regards to this particular time, what exactly it means to celebrate accepting the Torah, receiving the Torah. What does that mean, or how does it translate for us in our daily lives? There's a fascinating Mishnah in Masechet Avot which tells the following story. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Pam achat ha'iti behaleich baderech. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma walked, upaga bi adam echad venatan li shalom ve'echzarti lo shalom. And he bumped into a fellow on the street, and this fellow greeted him with a hello, and he said back, hello. That in itself would be a chiddush, an insight for our times. The fact that two people were cordial and friendly to each other. But the Mishnah continues. Amar li, Rebbe me'eza makomata, where are you from? He said to Rabbi Yossi. Amar lo, me'ir gdola shel chachamim b'sir sofrim ani. I am from a city which knows wisdom, which is founded upon Talmidei Chachamim, outstanding scholars. Amar li Rebbe, Ritzoncha shetadur imanu bimkomenu, v'ani eten lecha 1,000 dinarei zahav avanim tovot umargaliot. He made him an offer for the Rabbanus. He made him an offer for a pulpit. And he said, Rebbe, why don't you come with me to the place that I'm from, and we'll give you a tremendous salary. We'll give you a tremendous amount of money, gold, precious stones, diamonds. You'll live in splendor. Amarti lo bini. Rabbi Yossi answered him, my dear friend, my son, imata noten li kol kesef bezahav avanim tovot umargoliot shebaolam, eini dar ela b'makom Torah. Regardless of how much money you'll offer me, regardless of all the perks and salary that you're ready to give me, I am not prepared to go to a city that is void of Torah wisdom. I will stay in the city that is surrounded and encompassed by the wisdom of Torah. Lefi shebishat ptirato shel adam ein melavin lo laadam lo kesef lo zahav lo avanim tovot umargoliot. When a person dies, when a person departs from this world, he cannot take with him all of the riches in the world. They're no more. They're not with him at that time. The only thing he takes with him is Torah umasim tovim. שנאמר ביתהלך תנחה אותך ושכבך תשמור עליך. And then he continues, וכן כתוב בספר תהילים הנכתב על ידי דוד מלך ישראל. And I will confirm this fact, says Rabbi Yossi to this fellow in the street, as it says in Tehillim, which is written by David Melech Yisrael. Tov li Torah picha me'alfei zahav v'kesef. Greater is Torah, the wisdom, the wondrous greatness of Torah, far surpasses all of the jewels, all of the riches that a person can collect in this world. And it is interesting. There are a number of questions that we have to ask on this Mishnah in particular. Firstly, why is there this need for Rabbi Yossi to offer this lengthy and descriptive discourse regarding his response to this fellow in the room? Why can't he simply say to him, no, I'm not interested. It doesn't move me. Instead, Rabbi Yossi goes through this lengthy discourse and says to him, if you give me all the jewels in the world, if you offer me the greatest salary, I would never leave this city that is filled with Talmidei Chachamim. And he continues. V'chein katuv v'sefer Tehillim, he says, as it is written in Tehillim. And by the way, who wrote Tehillim? Says Rabbi Yossi, ha'nichtav al yedei David Melech Yisrael. Tehillim, the psalms which are written by David Melech Yisrael. And he says, tov v'torah picha me'alfei zahav ha'kesef. Who doesn't know that Tehillim is written by David Melech Yisrael? And even if it was written by David, and the fact that the person didn't necessarily know, he wasn't aware that David wrote it, what does the authorship of the Tehillim have to do with the pasuk that he is quoting? He could simply say to him, Tovli Torah picha me'alfei zahav hakesef. Greater is Torah from all of the riches that you could possibly offer me in this world. So why does he need to say to him, Tehillim, which by the way is written by David Melech Yisrael, what does that have to do with his response whatsoever? And therefore, understanding this long conversation and this long response that Rabbi Yossi offers this fellow is very challenging and difficult to focus on what exactly was his point. And the answer that I saw is that Rabbi Yossi is offering two important statements with regards to understanding and appreciating Torah. First, Rabbi Yossi says to this fellow, nothing compares to Torah. Im ata noten li kol kesef v'zav ba'olam, all of the Game Boys, all of the Lexuses, all of that comes and goes. But Torah stays the same. There is no greater gift than the Torah shel Moshe Rabbeinu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevyachol. There's a fellow that I met on a plane. So he was talking to me. And he wasn't Jewish. So he said to me, you know, he said, Judaism is even older than Islam. He said, a religion that lasts that long can't be too bad. I said to him, yeah, Jewish people have been around a long time. We're not too shabby. There must be some truth, some meaning to what we're doing, because we're still here. And Rabbi Yossi understood very well that, yeah, the Torah is not too bad, and if you offer me anything in exchange for it, no dice. I'm not interested. Torah is what I want. Yet at the same time, Rabbi Shai, Rabbi Yossi understood that people are impressed with worldliness. They're impressed with people who venture outside the Beit Midrash. As a matter of fact, if a person shelters, so to speak, himself within the confines of a Beit Midrash, people might say, of course he doesn't want the riches and the great materialism that the world has to offer him, because he learns in a Beis Medrash. But if I waved in front of him a couple of fancy cars, and if I took him outside the Beit Midrash and showed him what a wondrous world there is, how much pleasure one can imbibe in, then perhaps he'd be convinced Torah's not so good. There are other things in this world that I can enjoy and sacrifice Torah for. Rabbi Yossi understood that people might say, he doesn't know what he's missing. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi wants to bring to this fellow the perfect example of someone who immersed himself in Torah and yet still benefited from what the practical world has to offer, from materialism. And regardless of the materialism that he benefited from, he still chose Torah, because there is nothing greater. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, who is the primary, definitive example of this type of person? David Melech Yisrael, HaKotev Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech is a warrior, and yet at the same time he's an exemplary scholar. David HaMelech is a pragmatic leader, and at the same time he is a deep philosopher. What greater example can we learn from than David, says Rabbi Yossi, who knew grandeur, who knew grandiose, who experienced and enjoyed the materials in this world, and yet what did David choose? Tov li torat picha me'alfei zahav v'kesef. I can harness the power of Torah and use it to wield the great strength of spirituality. I can enjoy the pleasures in this world, but nothing compares to Torah. Torah is ours for the taking. Torah allows us and teaches us to mediate and moderate the way we live, the way we guide ourselves based on practicality, by infusing spirituality. One Talmud of the Kutzke Rebbe ran over to him. It's a famous story. And he said to him, Rebbe, I'm so excited. I just went through Shas. And the Kutzke said to him, it's wonderful that you went through Shas, but the question you have to ask yourself is, did Shas go through you? David HaMelech resonated a culture of theology. And yet the question is, who is he? How does he entitle himself? How does he want to be remembered? HaKosev Sefer Tehillim, the author of the Psalms, the Shutaf, the partner with Hashem, the leader, the Talmid Chacham, the scholar, the rabbi of Klal Yisrael, that is greatness. To be a Torah Jew, to be a God-fearing Jew, allows all of one's existence to become worthwhile. And therefore Rabbi Yossi says, yes, sure you can be involved in this world. Sure you can appreciate and enjoy the splendor that the world may have to offer. But let us understand, we have to be able to demonstrate the distinct nature of what it means to be called a Jew. And we have to be able to remind ourselves why we have been around so long can't be too bad. We're a nation that's here, a Torah is here. That is precisely what Zman Matan Torateinu reminds us of. Zman Matan Torateinu is not ascribed with a specific time because there is no time to Zman Matan Torateinu. Regardless of our endeavors, regardless of what we find ourselves involved in, we are always required to embrace the Torah. Zman Matan Torateinu is every single day. Every time that we allot ourselves the opportunity to call ourselves part of Am Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael. Yi ratzon we should be zoche to appreciate, yes, to enjoy living a life of comfort, but chalila, never to forget what allows us to get there. Never to forget where our main subscription and our main allegiance has to be. And in Mirza Hashem, as a result of our focus on this Chag Shavuot, we'll be zoche to declare as one Na'aseh v'nishma, and to be able to say wholeheartedly, Tov li Torat Picha me'alfei zahav v'kesef. Chag Sameach. The question we can discuss around the table this Chag HaShavuot: what were the special attributes and characteristics that allowed Klal Yisrael to be privileged to receive the Torah? Chag Sameach.